Who is your second grade teacher? This is Father Jonathan Meyer. Welcome to Rise Up. Who is your second grade teacher? I went to Bethesda Elementary School in Waukesha, Wisconsin. We were the Bethesda Blackhawks. My second grade teacher, her name is Mrs. Lance, and she had hanging above her desk a poster of Big Bird pushing Grover on a swing. And the poster hung from strings and paper clips, and it said, "Love your neighbor as yourself." I went to a public school, and I don't think that Sesame Street was really trying to preach the gospel, but it did. Love your neighbor as yourself. The poster clearly was saying, like, hey, here's Grover and Big Bird, and they both want to swing, but they're loving each other because they're taking care of each other. And for some reason, it's stuck with me. Big Bird and Grover were part of my life as a kid anyways, because I was a Sesame Street kid back in those days before everything turned toxic in our world. But nonetheless, our gospel passage today, Matthew 12, 28 through 34, the two great commandments, that we should love the Lord our God with all our soul, our mind, and our strength, and we should love our neighbor as ourselves. Pretty basic, right? And it is true that everything fits into that. And we've talked about this before in other videos, that the whole Ten Commandments, the first three commandments, no other gods, do not take it in vain, go to church on Sunday, those three commandments. And all the other seven are loving your neighbor as yourself. Like, you can take the entire Ten Commandments, the Decalogue, and reduce them into those. Love God, love your neighbor. Love God, love your neighbor. Love God, love your neighbor. So here's a great question on this Friday during Lent. How are you doing with that? This is a 96-day journey. If we think of Lent and Easter together, how have your Lenten resolutions that you made back on February 14th, how are they helping you today to become who you're called to be? Today's March 8th. How have your commitments on February 14th, do you love God more? Do you love your neighbor more? Do you love God more? Do you love your neighbor more? I can honestly say that my second grade teacher, she helped me. So did Big Bird. So did Grover. Love your neighbor as yourself. Let's pray for that grace today and be the saints that he's calling us to be. Amen.